on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a dedicated line for reporting breaches of COVID-19 guidelines has been set up by Gardaí in Donegal. A walk-in COVID test centre will open tomorrow in Milford. It'll be open at Milford Mart for 3 days. The CEO of Letterkenny Chamber says Tony Holohan's comments on Friday last were damaging. Tony Forster says the chief medical officer branding the entire county as having a high incidence rate of COVID-19 was unhelpful. And the North's Deputy First Minister says there is no question of Northern Ireland seeking to ease social distancing rules on June 21st, as Boris Johnson wants to do in England. And later in the bulletin, Kenny is here at around 5:15 with the sports news. But we begin with that dedicated line for reporting breaches of COVID-19 guidelines. It's been established by Gardaí in Donegal. The line's been set up in light of high levels of COVID-19 in the county and to clamp down on what's believed to be large numbers of social gatherings being held. People can report a gathering they believe to be in contravention of guidelines by contacting 074 916 7101. Well, on the 9 till noon show with Craig Hughes earlier today, Gartha Gráinne Doherty explained why the line was being established.
The COVID-19 figures in Donegal remain a concern. Public health officials have reported that a number of COVID-19 outbreaks in Donegal have been linked to young people organising parties amongst themselves at various locations, and this also includes beach parties, birthday occasion parties being organised for all age groups, older secondary school pupils and perhaps some younger secondary school pupils too congregating socially, wakes being held in contravention of the guidelines, and social gatherings being organised after funerals. To make it easier for people to let us and Garda Síochána and Donegal know about such events, we have set up a dedicated reporting line which will be based at Letterkenny Garda Station. This number will cover the entire division of Donegal. We're appealing to anybody, if you are aware of a party that is being organised, or if you know of any other event taking place, we urge you to call this number. Let us know.
Meanwhile, the Donegal-based Vice President of the Garda Representative Association, Brendan O'Connor, says while they will carry out their duty, there is resentment among many Gardaí that more pressure is being placed on them.
Our members have been part of the response from the government and from Garda Síochána since last year, and we will continue to do what's asked of us. But there is a certain resentment and a reticence amongst our members because, again, here we go. There's a spike in numbers, there's a perceived problem. Who has been asked to go in and try and sort it out or try to contribute to it? The guards, the very people who were thrown out of the queue for vaccinations.
A walk-in COVID test centre will open tomorrow in Milford. The centre will open for 3 days at Milford Mart. It'll be operational from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Meanwhile, Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnellogue says he's of the view that if people in the county continue with efforts to drive the virus down, then Donegal will reopen with the rest of the country. Minister McConnellogue was speaking in the wake of comments from the Chief Medical Officer about the high prevalence of COVID-19 in the county. Minister McConnellogue says the comments could have been phrased better.
Overall, we're in a situation where, you know, people are making a significant effort. I think the way it was communicated last Friday wasn't the right way to do it, in my view. And rightly, you know, given how challenging all of this is for people, we're a year at it at this stage. Nobody liked, and it wasn't appropriate that focus came on us, in my view. I think it's important to recognise the effort everybody is making, and also that the effort that local organisations and community leaders are making to try and get numbers back down. And also, really important, in my view, that we do reopen along with the rest of the country, and I think with everyone making the effort they are making, that we will as well. So I think that just needs to be the focus in the next few days to continue to make progress.
The Chief Executive Officer of Letterkenny Chamber says Chief Medical Officer Tony Holohan's comments on Friday last were damaging. Tony Forster says branding the entire of county of Donegal as having a high incidence rate of the virus was unhelpful. Speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show, she said what's really needed is more help from public health officials.
We have a fabulous product and we have to keep on holding on to the fact that we had a product. You noticed yesterday on Twitter, we were all sharing photographs of Donegal. We were using the hashtag, it's in our DNA. We were trying our best to say Donegal is still safe. It's still a beautiful place to come to. So give us a chance. And I think the fact that everything was labelled the same was not helpful at all. Maybe the people who we want to encourage to play by the rules a bit better weren't listening. and we need them to listen, and hopefully we can get them on board. But we, our big ask was, please help us. You know, public health have responsibility to look at areas where they're deeming to be out of control, or whatever those words are, and they should really be giving us the resources to tackle that. So it's their public health officials come and help us tackle it. And our ask over the weekend was, do we need more testing centres? Tell us if that's, that would help, or pop-up testing centres in the areas where there's issues. And what's the vaccination stats, the proper vaccination stats for the area, because we really don't know that.
Tony Forrester there. 83 people tested positive for COVID-19 over the past 24 hours in Northern Ireland. No additional coronavirus-related deaths recorded there. Well, the North's Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, says there is no question of Stormont seeking to ease social distancing rules on June 21st. At the weekend, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that's what he hopes to achieve in England. Asking questions by video link this afternoon, West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossum asked if the executive would be seeking to follow suit. While responding, Michelle O'Neill said that's not on the cards.
Deputy First Minister, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson this week revealed that he believes that social distancing could end by the 21st of June. Is there a similar approach anticipated for here, or has there been discussions at the executive in relation to it?
No, that hasn't been discussed. I mean, I've noted Boris Johnson's commentary, however. The Health Minister hasn't brought such a proposal to the executive at this point for discussion, but I'm sure that over due course that's a discussion that we will have to have. We make our decisions based on the advice from our own public health team, and certainly at this moment in time there's no advice that suggests that this is where we can change things. Ultimately, of course, it's where we want to get to, but it has to be done in a safe and steady way. It has to be done in a way that doesn't walk us into a corner where we'd have to reverse. Again, we want to make sure that we make steady progress. There are still risks out there. There are new variants. We need to be very, very careful. Let's continue to make progress and build on the positivity of where we're at in terms of our vaccination programme.
And there's more from the conversation on our website, highlandradio.com. Well, senior ministers are discussing the latest developments in the vaccine programme at their weekly cabinet meeting today. People aged 59 have been signing up for their vaccines today as the online portal opened to people in their 50s. The HSE has recommended that the rollout continue based on age, with older people getting the vaccine first. Dr. Dennis McCauley, the Stornoway GP who chairs the Irish Medical Organisation's GP committee, believes that is the fairest way to do it.
Those people will always want to have the vaccine done in the most ethical and sort of efficient way possible. And I think when you do that, everybody stands over it and says, well, that's appropriate. I think the metric of a 65-year-old or a 64-year-old waiting for their vaccine and somebody in their 40s or 50X getting it, I think that would cause more frustration.
The Bishop of Raphoe has recommended that Holy Communions in the diocese be postponed until September. Under the latest government guidelines, from May 10th up to 50 people can attend religious services, with 50 also permitted at weddings and funerals. Well, Bishop Alan McGuckian says while First Communions will be held back until September, he's hopeful that confirmations may take place over the summer. However, he stressed a date is not being set.
I wrote to the priests on Friday, recommending on foot of that recommendation that with regard to Holy Communions, we postpone them probably until September. Mm-hmm. Those are younger children who will still be in the same schools and in the same groups in September, so there is not the same urgency there. As regards confirmation, likewise, we have been asked not to set dates, but because confirmation children are in classes which will break up and they will form new units in September. I personally would hope that perhaps if things got better, that maybe even during the summer, confirmations in small numbers could take place. But in the spirit of what the government recommended, we have set no dates and we've asked people to be patient.
Other news now, and a man in his 50s has died following a crash near Hackball's Cross on the N53 in County Louth. The collision between a truck and two cars happened at around 10:30 this morning. Gardaí have sealed off the area for a forensic examination. The road remains closed this evening. Officers have asked any witnesses who were in the area between 10 and 11 this morning to come forward. Several people have contacted Gardaí within the past week to report a crime related to their stay at a mother and baby home. Gardaí launched a dedicated phone line on Thursday last for people to report crimes relating to a pregnancy and or abuse at the homes. Meanwhile, Tusla is appealing to anyone who suffered abuse as a child at the homes to contact them on a free phone number, 1-800-805-665. The Child and Family Agency says their abuser may have continued to harm other children and there may still be a risk to children today. The trial of two former British soldiers accused of murdering IRA Commander Joe McCann in 1972 has collapsed. The judge at Belfast Crown Court formally acquitted them after prosecutors offered no further evidence. That followed a decision not to consider historical statements from the ex-paratroopers about the shooting during the Troubles. Well, the McCann family's lawyer, Niall Murphy, says their fight isn't over.
This ruling does not mean that Joe McCann was not murdered by the British Army. This trial has heard very clear evidence that Joe McCann was murdered by the British Army. He was shot in the back whilst unarmed.
A number of arrests were made by Gardaí in Donegal over the bank holiday weekend for driving-related offences. Two motorists were arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol, while a further eight were arrested for drug driving. Two drivers were arrested for dangerous driving, one of them detected travelling at 180 kilometres an hour in a 60 kilometre an hour zone. A number of fixed charge penalty notices were also issued for speeding and other road traffic offences. Meanwhile, Gardaí are appealing for information following a dangerous driving incident in the Twin Towns area in the early hours of Sunday. A white Vauxhall Mokka failed to stop for Gardaí after it was observed driving dangerously between Ballybuffet and Stranorer between 25 to 4 and quarter to 5 on Sunday morning. Gardaí are appealing to road users who may have dash cam footage in particular to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny. The planned price caps under the government's affordable housing scheme have been criticised by the opposition as unaffordable. The limits will be set based on market rates in each local authority area. €450,000 would be the highest price for an affordable home in Dublin City or Dunleary. The next band would see affordable houses capped at €400,000 in South Dublin, Fingal, Cork and Galway cities and also in Wicklow. The increments fall on a sliding scale, with €225,000 being the lowest. That applies to eight counties, including Donegal. Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Ona Brin, says the figures aren't affordable for most people.
You have to really be living in another world to think €450,000 is an acceptable cap for a so-called affordable home. What in fact is going to happen is it's going to push prices up to that €450,000 in Dublin City and in Dunleary Rathdown. And the problem with the caps is that's what will happen. Developers will now start to price those caps in.
More than 500 ESB network technicians across the country, including in Donegal, have been engaging in two-day strike action. It began this morning. It's an escalation of industrial action, which began as a work to rule. The Independent Workers Union say their members want to be consulted properly about outsourcing. Shane Johnson is a network technician in Donegal. He says he and his colleagues just want to have a say in their future within the company.
For years, the ESB has been outsourcing their work. They're starting to outsource more and more of the work all the time. And we just want to sit down with them and talk. We have been trying for roughly 2 years to sit down and talk to the ESB management. They've treated us complete disregard. They've refused to go into the WRC, which would be the state-provided mechanism for these type of dispute. And we started a work to rule. The ESB still won't talk to us. We just want to sit down and talk. We've seen it across all, I suppose, the semi-state and state bodies. It's more and more, and we just want to, you know, to talk about our future within the ESB.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up on all the training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie with nationwide next-day delivery.
It's approaching 5:15, and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We'll start with some shocker and sad news. Now, the Football Association of Ireland has today extended their sympathies to Debbie, Abby and Megan McLaughlin following the death today of former Irish international midfielder Alan McLaughlin at the age of 54. Alan had bravely faced into a second battle with cancer in recent months with his courage and adversity, an example to all of those who knew and loved him. He was capped 42 times by the Republic of Ireland under Jack Charlton and Mick McCarthy. Alan famously scored the Windsor Park equaliser against Northern Ireland in November 1993 that sent the Republic of Ireland to USA 94. He was named Ireland's Player of the Year in 1996. The FAI President Gerry McInerney has today said Alan will always be remembered for that goal in Belfast 18 years ago, a goal that brought the entire country to its feet. He was a great player for Ireland, a fantastic football man who coached so many young players, and a very proud family man. We're lucky to have him as one of the Irish football community, and I know I speak on behalf of everyone involved in Irish FA when I sympathise with Debbie and his family at the most difficult of times. That's Alan McLaughlin, who passed away today. Elsewhere in soccer, it hasn't taken Jose Mourinho long to find a new job. Italian Serie A side Roma has confirmed that the ex-Spurs boss will take over this summer at the Stadio Olimpico. He'll replace Paolo Fonseca, who departs at the end of his second season in the Italian capital. Mourinho has signed a 3-year deal. Elsewhere, Manchester City, they'll look to reach their first European final in 51 years tonight. They hold a 2-1 lead over Paris Saint-Germain ahead of the second leg of their Champions League semi-final. Paris Saint-Germain boss Mauricio Pochettino knows their task tonight is a tough one.
We need to be ready to suffer in some period of the game, like when we have our chances. We need to be clinic and we need to be aggressive. And of course, it's a game that 90 minutes to play, that you need to finish on the end, winning the game, scoring twice, because we need 2 goals if we want to have the possibility to go through to the final. That is the objective and we are going to try.
That's Mauricio Pochettino. Kylian Mbappe, he's a doubt for Paris Saint-Germain. Kick-off at the Etihad tonight is at 8 o'clock. In other news, a man's been charged following a protest against Manchester United's owners outside the team hotel on Sunday. The 18-year-old's accused of throwing fireworks in the street, the use of threatening behaviour and willful obstruction of the highway. He's been released on bail and will appear in court later this month. And England, Scotland and Wales will be able to name 26-man squads for the European Championships this summer. UEFA confirmed they're increasing the number of players a manager can select for the tournament by 3. It's been done to counteract the impact coronavirus has had on this season, with more games being played in a condensed time period. Moving on to ladies football, in the Republic of Ireland, captain Katie McCabe has extended her stay at women's Super League side Arsenal in what the club describes as a long-term deal. McCabe joined the Gunners from Shelburne in 2015 and has played more than 100 times for the club. In that time, she's won a league title, an FA Cup and a League Cup. The 25-year-old has scored 4 goals and made 12 assists in her 24 games so far this season. Meanwhile, closer to home, Maurice Toland, the father of Donegal player Tyler Toland, has called on the FAI to intervene in a row that has threatened an international career of his daughter. Speaking to the Irish Independent, Morris says an independent mediator should be brought in. It follows comments by Republic of Ireland manager Vera Pauw on Friday. The Irish manager claimed she had been subjected to harassment and intimidation by Morris over his daughter's absence from the Irish squad. These are claims he vehemently denies. Tyler Toland has been capped 13 times at senior level, but hasn't been selected since she was an unused substitute for a game against Greece in November 2019. Elsewhere on the pitch tonight, there's one game in the Championship with big implications on the relegation picture. Rotherham, they're away to Luton at 7:15 in their penultimate game of the season. A win for Rotherham would see them move level with Wayne Rooney's Derby County. In the Irish Premiership, there's 6 ties down for decision tonight. Among those, the big game between 3rd and 2nd sees Glentoran host Coleraine. The leaders Linfield, they're at home to Crusaders. Bottom club Dungannon Swifts, they host Warren Point Town. In Gaelic games, the Ladies Gaelic Football Association has confirmed the Championship will get underway in July after the conclusion of the league campaign. The LGFA's management committee met last week to plan fixtures for the coming months after the latest government announcement. The opening weekend of the Championship will be played on the 10th and 11th of July, with the All-Ireland finals penciled in for Sunday the 5th of September. In rugby, Ulster will be without John Cooney and Robert Ballacoan for Friday's Rainbow Cup meeting with Munster. Both players are observing the return to play protocols, having suffered concussions in the Challenge Cup defeat to Leicester. And Jonathan Sexton remains sidelined with a head injury. He's been ruled out of this weekend's Rainbow Cup game away to Connacht. It's almost a month since Sexton suffered his latest blow to the head in the Heineken Champions Cup quarter final win over Exeter. Meanwhile, Reece Ruddock has been ruled out for up to 6 weeks with a calf injury. Finally for this evening, in diving, Ireland's Tanya Watson has qualified for the Olympic Games in Tokyo. She was 16th in the preliminary round of the 10 metre platform at the Diving World Cup in Japan. Qualifying for the semi-finals, Watson is the first female Irish diver to ever qualify for the Olympic Games. That's all your sports this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Gardaí are investigating a number of criminal damage incidents in Letterkenny between 9 on Monday and 10:45 on Tuesday night. A window at a property in Ballymacool Woods was smashed. Meanwhile, in a separate incident, a front window of a house in Fairgreen Park, Long Lane, was smashed. That happened at around 5:20 on Thursday last, April 29th. Anyone with information relating to either incident is being asked to come forward. The Asthma Society of Ireland will have to consider what services it's able to provide in the future unless its financial situation improves. The charity says it's endured a very concerning year because of the pandemic, and that's led to fundraising plummeting through the floor. Meanwhile, 71% of people with asthma say they've been concerned about contracting a more severe form of COVID-19 as a result of their condition. Sarah O'Connor is chief executive of the Asthma Society. She says they're also worried that people are staying away from hospitals in emergency.
People with asthma are particularly worried about COVID. It is actually impacting on how they are able to manage their asthma. So people have been finding asthma management particularly challenging. And actually one piece of major concern for us is that our survey for Asthma Awareness Week this week showed that one in four people had avoided attending their A&E as a result of their fears of contracting COVID.
Well, returning to COVID-19 and our main story, the establishment of a COVID line by Gardaí so people can report gatherings to them before they happen, if possible. Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh has said there is a clear lack of communication between health officials and the people of Donegal. He was instrumental in setting up a meeting between Donegal Oireachtas members, the Chief Medical Officer Tony Hulhan, and the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly over the weekend to discuss how to curb the spread of the virus in Donegal. He told Greg Hughes today that it's vital information is relayed to the public, but so far he said that hasn't happened.
There is a communication issue here, because at the meeting it was quite clear that there was agreement that either the CMO or the Deputy CMO or a representative would come on your station. I think it was really, really important for things to happen really quickly, because after the news on Friday evening, which landed really, really badly with a vast, vast majority of people in this county, after that happened, my motivation was to get a meeting over the bank holiday weekend, which I was glad did happen on the Saturday. And the key thing today would be for a communication blitz, letting people know what's happened. Now, not in defence of what might be happening today, but when you consider what was considered at the meeting, for example, new pop-up centres potentially in two other parts of the county, a centre in Milford, possible expansion in Donegal Town. So my thinking today is that has been worked on, and I'm working on the assumption I don't have any knowledge of that.
And that was Joe McHugh, and he was speaking earlier today to Greg Hughes. And finally, a West Donegal councillor says those behind a planned gathering over the weekend at Maharorty Beach showed disrespect for the local community. An overnight camp was discovered on Saturday morning at the beach. Gardaí were called to intervene. Councillor Micheál Colum-Gallaspig says such gatherings, as witnessed in Maharorty over the weekend, undermine attempts within Donegal to comply with COVID regulations.
Over the weekend, there was a large gathering over around Maharorty Beach, which left the community, not alone very concerned, but very stressed as well. We see that there's high numbers in Donegal. There's talk that it's possible that we mightn't be coming out of a lockdown. And this certainly doesn't help. And I think, to be honest with you, that it shows absolute total disrespect to the community, that people think, irrelevant of where they came from, think that they can come and gather in large numbers, be dismissive in terms of the local community. There was one incident where there was a mother and a number of children walking the beach while a number of their jeeps were racing on the sands.
And that was Councillor Micheál Colum-Gallaspig there. Weather forecast, it will stay cool and blustery into this evening with some scattered showers and a great deal of cloud. The showers heavy at times with a risk of hail and some isolated thunderstorms. Now, as we get into this evening and tonight, the showers will become confined to coastal areas with long clear spells developing. It'll stay cold overnight though with lowest temperatures -1 to +2 degrees Celsius, a slight frost forming in light to moderate northwesterly winds. Tomorrow will be another cool day with a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. Showers turning heavy at times with the risk of hail and an isolated thunderstorm. Highest afternoon temperatures tomorrow, 8 to 10 degrees Celsius in light to moderate north or northwest breezes. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Main stories in brief, and a dedicated line for reporting breaches of COVID-19 guidelines has been established by Gardaí in Donegal. It's been established in light of high levels of COVID-19 in the county and to clamp down on the ongoing number of social gatherings being held. A new walk-in COVID test centre will open tomorrow in Milford. It'll stay open for 3 days at Milford Mart, operational from 11am to 7pm. Meanwhile, Minister Charlie McConnellog says he believes that Donegal will reopen with the rest of the country. 83 people tested positive for COVID-19 in Northern Ireland over the course of the past 24 hours. No additional COVID-related deaths reported. Meanwhile, Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill told the Assembly today there is no question of Northern Ireland seeking to ease social distancing rules on June 21st, as is going to be the case in England. We're back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 4th of May. The death has taken place of Liam Lynch, Galdena, Upper Manor, Cunningham. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Francis Forrest, Wasson, Nebuchadnezzar, Cheer Argus, Churchill. Francis's remains are reposing at Trent Presbyterian Church. Funeral service of Thanksgiving tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock with interment in the adjoining graveyard. The service can be viewed on the Trent Presbyterian Church Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Garten Day Centre and Odyssey Donal Nursing Home, care of Charlie McLafferty, Funeral Director, or any family member. Due to ongoing HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 25 people permitted. The death has taken place of Paul Friel, 15A, Millfield Heights, Buncrana. Paul's remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Graveyard. Due to government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and friends only, please, with a maximum of 25 people permitted. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Cockhill, choosing St Mary's Oratory. And the death has occurred of Francis McLaughlin, 7, Sesha View, Ballybuffet. Funeral will leave McCool's Chapel of Rest tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorner, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorner. In compliance with current government and HSE restrictions, the house, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 25 people permitted. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Cystic Fibrosis Ireland, care of any family member.